Blog Talk Radio.
Here we are again. This is the day that Jehovah has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I will, yes, bless Jehovah at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in Jehovah. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify Jehovah with me, and let us exalt his name together. Oh, taste, hallelujah, and see that Jehovah is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. I just thank him this morning. I give Elohim all the glory. He is the almighty creator who allowed us to be here once again. Thanking him for a brand new day, a great rising morning. Hallelujah. He didn't have to do it, but he did. I'm so glad he woke us up to breathe his air. We're taking in the oxygen that he's given us. Amen. And we're breathing out poison, carbon dioxide. I tell you, it is a blessing how the Father has designed our bodies to work, to function, to move. Amen. It's just a blessing. It's just good to be alive. I'm glad to be alive. One more time. It's good to be here. One more time. Hallelujah. I don't take that for granted. I praise the Father for all of you, those who made the choice to tune in once again, or maybe it's your first time, on Crown Talking Drums Radio this day. This is it. Today is, tomorrow's not promised, but we have today. So I'm so glad you made this conscious decision to fit this time into your schedule. You didn't have to do that, but you did. If you're tuning in live, it's early Sunday morning, so 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time hour in the morning. Yes, amen. January 14th, 2024, the beginning of a new week. Amen. I'm grateful for that. We're starting off with another week. Time is just clicking, picking right on into the future, and we can't stop it. We got to keep on moving right along with it. And with that being said, I just want to welcome you to For Such a Time as This, the broadcast time. Amen. The broadcast hour. Yes. My name is Sarepta Cunningham. I'm grateful to the Almighty Father that I have this opportunity to share of his goodness and his faithfulness, hallelujah, on this platform at this time of my life. I don't know where he may have me this time next year, but this time today, he has me right here. I'm planning to be here the rest of this year on this time, unless he changes that. I don't know. I just want to go with the order of Jehovah. I want him to order my steps in this life. Don't you want him to order yours? I hope and pray so. Amen. I just don't take this time and the time that we get to just converse with one another and encourage one another. It's a blessing. I don't take it for granted. I can't. Amen. When I'm encouraging you, I'm encouraging myself. And that's a blessing. You know, a lot of times we have conversations. I have conversations with myself all the time. Sometimes somebody might look at me like I'm crazy if they saw my mouth moving and they didn't see nobody in my presence. I really don't care what they would think. I enjoy talking to the Father with my mouth moving. I enjoy talking to myself, him talking back to me. That's just a blessing. Amen. He encourages us. He encourages me when I'm by myself. If there's no one else around me to encourage me, I'm thankful that I have that communion with the Father. I hope you do. It's so important, relationship with the Father. When we have that, it helps us to be able to relate to others so much more easier. You know, a lot of times you hear some people say, I just don't like talking to people, and I just don't, you know, I don't understand that. I know we're all built different. We're all made up of different personalities, but the Father still communes with us, and He expects us to commune with others. This life is about down here on this earth. We have to have community. We have to communicate with one another. Amen. But I'm just glad we get to communicate together, the Father and I, with the help of the Holy Spirit, to encourage us today. It's all about Him. It's all about His good news. So much negative news in this world. But I'm grateful that we have an opportunity to share of the Father's good news. His good news that elevates us. Yes. Helps us. Encourages us. Motivates us to keep on keeping on in this good fight of faith. Hallelujah. It is a good fight. Amen. It may not feel good, but it helps us to continue to move on in our Father. Hallelujah. His word cuts sin. We know that. It cuts it. It shows us all the mess that still may be in us. He continues to reveal to us, amen, to help us get it together, to help us walk out that freedom that He sent. He said, He whom the Son set free, hallelujah, is free indeed. In every area, He's bringing us freedom. But we have to know how to walk that freedom out. We have to see. In other words, He has to show us where we're bound. And we need to pay attention to those areas so we can get them right, to line them up with Him and His word. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm just grateful to be here this morning. So grateful this morning that the Savior of the world, Yeshua, Messiah, the Son of the Most High Elohim, yes, He came to set us free. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father right now, ever making intercession for the saints, those who living to walk upright before Him, those who's trusting and believing and taking Him at what His word says. Amen. Keeping His commandments, honoring His word, honoring Him through His word. He is His word. Amen. I'm just so grateful this morning. Can't praise Him. Can't thank Him enough for His goodness and His faithfulness. Regardless of what all's going on in this world. And I'm kind of lost in communication. I don't think I saw the news one day this week. I don't think. No. So I don't really know what's going on, but I know it's mess. Because it's the world system. It's communicating of the world. So I know it's a lot going on in the political arena. I'm sure a lot of bashing is going on, especially with the former President Donald Trump. I'm sure there's a lot of bashing and chaos going on. And I just don't really like this time of the year when it's time for election and all that mess where they have to just talk to each other like they're nothing, talk about each other like they're nothing. But you know what? Even in that, our Heavenly Father going to have the final say. See, it's about us building up His kingdom anyway. It's not about this world kingdom and this world system. Amen. Though, hey, we have to obey these laws of land. But my thing is, what's wrong with us obeying God's laws? He has laws too. And a lot of times, the people in the church think we're not supposed to be living by them, not supposed to be honoring them. They never changed. Father never changed His mind. He remains the same. His word is the same. It never changes, and it won't ever change to fit anybody's situation. Sometimes we may try to twist it, but He said don't take nothing away from it and don't add nothing to it. We have to take His word for what it says. Amen. It's never going to pass away. I know I probably say some of these same things over and over, but I guess somebody has to get it. I know I want to get it. I want to keep it. I want to continue to understand that. Amen. Thank you, Father. So much going on. But we get ready to get into the Word. And however the Father sees fit to break down this Word with a yay, and as I'm led by His Holy Spirit, we're going to talk about that good news today. Oh, yes. I don't know what kind of week you've had. I don't know what kind of negative news you may have received this week. But we're going to talk about some good news. Oh, yes, we are. If there was ever a time to build up and encourage in the kingdom of the Most High, amen, with the Father's word that's active and living, it's alive. His word is not dead. It's alive. It brings life to us. Yes, it does. It illuminates any dark arena that's going on in our life. The word brings light. It brings life. It brings breath. Hallelujah. Even this breath that we're breathing, this oxygen that we're taking in that doesn't come from us. We serve an awesome creator when you just sit and think about how he designed creation, how he designed and allowed us to be conceived. We know Adam was created and Eve was already in him. Amen. She came from him as Father created her really from within him. But we were conceived, amen, by the Father. And that's a miracle itself too. How he even, I just don't want to go there. It's time now. We need prayer, effectual fervent prayer in this world with all the chaos that's going on around us. Whatever may have happened chaotic in your life this week, we need, hallelujah, kingdom encouragement. Amen. So I hope you come today, once again, with ears to hear, eyes to see what the Father's going to say, what he's going to reveal, so we will know how to go forth in this world, hallelujah, effectively for him. See, it's about building up his kingdom. We're kingdom citizens here on this earth. Yes, we are. And it's about building up his kingdom. He said, my kingdom come, my will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. We're kingdom citizens. I want to be effective. And I pray you do too. Hallelujah. The Most High, he has anointed us and he has appointed us to be just that. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. Thank you for waking us up, yes, to breathe your air, to breathe your oxygen. Thank you for waking us up with the activity and the movement of our limbs. Our senses are in operation. Yes, we can hear, we can see, we can smell, we can taste, we can feel. Thank you for that, Father. We don't take it for granted. Somebody woke up this morning. They may have could have saw yesterday, but today they can't see. We don't know. We don't know what our future may hold. But today, hallelujah, this is the day you've made, Jehovah. And we thank you that you've given us the activities of our limbs. Amen. Thank you for your faithfulness and your goodness. We don't take it for granted. We know you are our sole provider. You're Jehovah. You provide everything we need. You are our shepherd, and you said we don't have to want for nothing. If there is a need, you already know it. You already know about it. And we can just come to you and ask. You already know, even before we open our mouth, you've already provided it. Help us to come to you in trust, believing that you've already taken care of it, whatever it may be. We just thank you. Thank you for your new mercies and your new grace for today. Hallelujah. You provided it to us once again. this new morning, this new day, that we woke up with a roof over our heads. Help us not to take all of your provisions, how you continue to keep showing yourself mighty and strong in and on our behalf. Thank you, Father. You're faithful. You're good. Not sometimes, but you're good all the time. Even when things are bad, you're still good. Hallelujah. And we bless you for your faithfulness. I ask with your guidance and the help of the Holy Spirit that we speak your word to listening ears of people who desire, who have it in their heart to want to be encouraged, who want to be elevated, yes, in you. Thank you, Father. You're welcome to infiltrate this time and this space with your presence for such a time as this. We pray this prayer in your name. All of you, Father, just use my voice and my vocal cords for your glory. We pray this prayer in Yeshua's name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to the King. He is the King. I love him and I appreciate him today. I thank him so much for you. Hallelujah. Just thanking the Father today for his word and what he wants us to talk about today. We hear this all the time. And it's so much in the scriptures about this one word. We hear it. It's thousands of passages of scriptures on this. So you know it's important. Yeah, I know. I haven't told you what it is yet. But we're getting there. But I just can't stress enough, even before I tell you what this word is, it is so important to the Father. So important. That word is faith. We're going to talk a little bit about faith. And I know I'm just going to tap into the surface of it because there's so much involved with faith. But this is something that we have to, we have to continue to cultivate our faith because it's how we live as believers. We live by faith. As believers, we have to be come together and be united in faith. As believers, we have to plant seeds of faith over and over. It's not just a one-time deal. Amen. Not only that, but we must be free in our faith. We must be. So I'm like, okay, Father. You want me to talk about faith? It's so many passages of scripture. I'm only going to be able to scratch the surface. I know where you want me to go with this. And then he sent me down the writing. Amen. I'm so grateful to the Father for his faithfulness. See, when we're faithful to him, he will continue to be faithful to us. He will continue to show us his faithfulness. We can say he's faithful all day long, but don't get to experience it. Why? Because we're not even trusting him to be faithful. And that's going on a lot in the people, in the body of Messiah. A lot of faithless people walking around here saying, Jesus, 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 but faithless. I don't want to be faithless. I want to know all his promises of what he said to me and what he's going to say to me. Amen. I want to know it. And you know, faith just didn't start. It's thousands of scripture. I guess it's tons of scripture. I may not want to say thousands, but it's tons of scriptures on faith in the New Testament. But faith just didn't start there. It started in the Torah, within the first five books of the Bible. Faith is mentioned. And I'm going to start out with one of them. Yes, I sure am. Let's go to the book of Deuteronomy. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter. Father, we just thank you. You lead this thing. You lead this. And I will follow. You know, as I was learning, I'm turning to Deuteronomy 32nd. I didn't have it marked, I tell you. Help me, Father. Sometimes I have it marked and I can just skip right over to it. But we're going to start. I'm just grateful that, you know, when you learn, even as I was, you know, at service, and I know it was mentioned before, the chronological order of the scriptures. They're really not in chronological order. So actually Genesis wasn't the first passage that was written. When you look at the timing of when it was written, I was like shocked when I pulled up the timing of that time that it was written. But we're not going to go there. Let's stay on faith. Yes. 32nd, going to start at 32nd chapter of Deuteronomy, starting at the first verse. And we know this is Moses, who wrote the first five books of the Bible, the Torah, the law. Amen. Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain. My speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender earth, and as the showers upon the grass. Because I will publish the name of Jehovah, ascribe ye greatness unto our Elohim. He is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment. A Elohim of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. They have corrupted themselves. Their spot is not the spot of his children. They are perverse and a crooked generation. Who is Moses talking about here? You know he's talking about the children of Israel. Come on now, those stiff-necked people. Guess what? We still got stiff-necked folks going in this world today who's saying they're calling on Jehovah. Six. Do ye this request, Jehovah? Do ye thus requite Jehovah? O foolish people and unwise, is not he your father that have bought you? Has he not made thee and established thee? Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask your father and he will show you, your elders, and they will tell you. When the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. For Jehovah's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. Jacob, we know he's the grandson of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel. We come from that line. Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. He found him in a desert land and in the waste howling wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye. As an eagle stirs up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings. So Jehovah alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. No strange God did Jacob have before him. He made him ride on high places of the earth that he might eat the increase of the field. And he made him to suck honey out of the rock and oil out of the flinty rock, butter of kine and milk of sheep, with fat of lambs and rams of the breed of Bashan, and goats with the fat of kidneys of wheat. Thou didst drink the pure blood of the grapes. But Jeshurun waxed fact, Jeshurun is also, well, J's weren't even written back in the biblical time. It was always a Y. That wasn't even a part of the Hebrew writing. So I'm sure it was Jeshurun, wax fat and kicked. Thou art waxen fat. Thou art grown thick. Thou art covered with fat. And talking about Israel now. That's what Jeshurun is. It's really Israel. Yes. Then he forsook Elohim, which made him, and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. Lightly esteemed. Think about that. The rock of our salvation, the Most High. We can't lightly esteem him. Still today, we cannot do that. He deserves all the proper homage, but see, Israel has started to lightly esteem him. The people in the land of Israel. They provoked him to jealousy, 16th verse, with strange gods, with abominations provoked they him to anger. They sacrificed unto devils, not to Elohim, to gods whom they knew not, to new gods that came newly up, whom your fathers feared not. I tell you, they didn't even fear these gods. Of the rock that begat thee, thou art unmindful of it. My, you have took your mind off of me and have forgotten the Elohim that formed you. And when Jehovah saw it, he abhorred them. He abhorred them. He rejected them because of the provoking of his son and of his daughters. See, anyone that was still trusting, amen, and the children of Israel rejected or didn't want to have anything to do with, they started trusting and building up their own gods. We know the history. They erected images, idols. Amen. We're probably going to get into that later. We're going to back up. But right now, we're in Deuteronomy. And he said, 20th verse, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be. For they are a very froward generation. They're perverse. Children in whom is no faith. Look at that. There was that word, faith. They didn't have no kind of faith. They had no faithfulness. They didn't even believe after all they had saw. They had no faith. 21, they have moved me to jealousy with that which is not Elohim. They have provoked me to anger with their vanity, and I will move them to jealousy with those which are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. In other words, I'm going to put them in the presence of people that's going to be jealous. There's going to be a whole bunch of mess going on. That's what I'm going to do because they have turned from me. I just want to encourage us, don't turn. You better hold on to your faith. You better keep your faith in who you first believed in when it came to your faith in this walk. Amen. We don't want to be talking a good talk, but not walking that walk. 22, for a fire is kindled in my anger and shall burn into the lowest hell and shall consume the earth with her increase and set on fire the foundations of the mountains. I will heap mischiefs upon them. I will spin arrows upon them. See, I don't want to fall into that kind of, the Father's still real. He still works today when we are disobedient. He's not changed. When we are disobedient to his laws and his commandments, we will suffer some stuff. I'm glad I come to realize that before it's everlasting too late. Because I wasn't fully just honoring the covenant, the commandments. I was not for years. For years. I'm thankful for my walk that I've had up until this very moment. But the Father has not changed. He will forever remain the same. I will heap mischiefs upon them. I will spin arrows upon them. They shall be burnt with hunger and devoured with burning heat and with bitter destruction. I will also send the teeth of beasts upon them with the poison of serpents of the dust. The sword without and terror within shall destroy both the young man and the virgin, the suckling also with the man of the gray hair. See, the Father said, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of them dishonoring me and not reverencing me. I'm tired of these people, these thick-necked, hard-headed people, not honoring me with, you know, honoring me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. I'm tired of this, that they're lightly esteeming me. I bought them out. Amen. I delivered them. I set them free. I provided. See, we can't forget what the Father has done and is doing for us. 26, I said I would scatter them into corners. I would make the remembrance of them to cease from among me. Were it not that I feared the wrath of the enemy, lest their adversaries should behave themselves strangely, and lest they should say, our hand is high, and Jehovah have not done all this? For they are a nation void of counsel. They don't want to hear no instruction. See, that's what the law does. It gives us instructions. It gives us order. We obey the laws of this land and this world. Why are we struggling with obeying the laws of the Father that He's instructed us from the very beginning? That has not changed. They are void of counsel. Neither is there any understanding in them. They don't even want to understand no more. They don't want to hear that. They're making excuses. See, that's still happening today. Excuses are made all over. Excuses. Well, I don't have to do that anymore. We're under grace. We've always been under the grace of the Father. Even way all the script, all the Bible was written way thousands of years before us. Even then, though, grace was still extending itself. It's still extending itself today. Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end. The latter end has already been spoken, and I'm stopping right there at that 29th verse. We read the 29 verses of Deuteronomy 32. The children of Israel were just turning and going in another direction. We are children of the King too. We come from that lineage. We are the new Israel. We really are. We have been adopted into the royal family. We are from that tribe. We are from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel. We extended from that lineage. Yes, we did. It's just the truth anyhow. And we need to understand that. See, they didn't even want to have any understanding anymore. I want to get understanding in all my getting. As the Father has instructed, get understanding. In Proverbs, when we seek in wisdom, we want direction, whatever we need from Him. And see, it takes faith to get that. And mind you, has I even shared to the teenagers, we have to live by faith. We want to be united together in faith. We have to be. We have to be able to come together on one accord. And we're going to continuously be planting seeds of faith. We're continuously going from faith to faith as children of the King. But in order to be able to do all that, there can be a stumbling block in the way. Our faith can be blocked. We have to free our faith. Amen. You say, well, how do you do that? I'm glad you asked. How do I free my faith? I want to believe more. I want to trust more. I want to take the Bible at what His Word really says.
Sometimes we go through a situation and it's so, it can be so difficult. Sometimes you think it, but he said that. Take him at his word. I want to help you today. I'm going to help him myself. Free my faith even the more to believe him for the craziness, oh yes, of what he said. Free your faith. How do you do that? I'm glad you asked. A lot of times, as people, we forget how close faith and forgiveness work together. See, a lot of people don't recognize that when you haven't forgiven, it's hard for you to operate in faith. They're yoked together. You don't believe me? We're going to read. Yeshua wrote about it. He wrote about it in the scriptures. And we're going to read it right now. Let's go to the book of Mark. Hallelujah. Thank you for your word, Father. Book of Mark, the 11th chapter. Yeah, faith and forgiveness are connected. Turn over here. We're going to start at the 22nd verse. This was after the tree. You remember I know you remember the story where Yeshua, when they were walking and the fig didn't bring it, and Yeshua was hungry and he wanted something from the fig tree, but he had no fig on it. He cursed it. So this was the next day. This was the next day, when the next morning when they passed by. 11:22. And Yeshua answering said unto them, let's go back up to the 20th verse. And in the morning, as they passed, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Dried up from the roots. And Peter calling to remember saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. And Yeshua answered, saith unto them, have faith in Elohim. For verily I say to you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Oh, you talking about forgiveness. Okay, we're going to get there. Wait a minute. It's connected. Yeshua connected it here. He said, first, have faith in Elohim. Hallelujah. 24. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive. Forgive. There it is. It's connected. Faith and forgiveness. First, you got to have, but he's saying when you stand praying, whatever you asking for, whatever you desire, whatever you believing for, you better have forgiveness. You better have forgiveness. Forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespass. Trespasses is anything that somebody wronged you with. I didn't write it down, but I'm going to go there right quick to what a trespass is. Just break it down to the meaning. It's an offense. Somebody that's offended you. Somebody that's just sinned against you. Whatever it is. If they've done you any kind of wrong, or you even think that they did something wrong, a misdeed against you, forgive them. If you don't, guess what? Father's not going to forgive you. He's not going to hear your prayer. You're not going to be able to operate in that faith, taking him at his word of something you believe in him for, because you're walking in unforgiveness. They're connected. Yeshua connected it right here, talking to his disciples, and is still talking to us today. 26. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. You got a trespass when you're not forgiving somebody? who you need to forgive. You got a trespass in your own heart. So how are you going to be able to freely operate in faith? Free your faith. Free yourself, saints. I tell you. When I saw that, seeing it this way, I'm like, wow. I always read this, but it just was a different type of revelation according to it. A different reveal. A fresh reveal. They work so close, hand in hand. And if we don't forgive others, our faith will be inoperative. Free your faith first. Come on. Check out some areas where you think you may have forgiven somebody. Even if someone has gone to the grave already, is that sleeping in the grave? And you had some kind of off with them, or they had some kind of off with you, and you don't think it got resolved, go to the Father about it. Father, I forgive them for what they may have done, what they've done, or something I may have done and we didn't get to resolve it. Get it right. Go before the Father. If you have to do that as well. Free your faith. He backed those things up together. See, they're not separated. Faith and forgiveness are connected. That's never going to change. We have to release those, I don't care, who has wronged us fundamentally. I don't care. And see, that keeps us from receiving from the Father. That's why he said above that, have faith in Elohim, the Father. It's hard for us to have a faith in him when we're walking in unforgiveness. Our prayers won't be answered. We can't hold grudges in our hearts at the same time. We cannot. You can't have faith and have a grudge in your heart, in your heart of hearts. You cannot. I cannot. When I say you, I'm talking about me. As well, I can't have no kind of off in my heart. We must be quick to repent, get it together, get it right. Whatever on the inside of us, the scriptures already instruct us as well. Whatever that lies within you, live at peace with all men. However, with what lies within us, we have the Holy Spirit in us, helping us. Leading us, guiding us, equipping us. Unclog your faith channel. Unclog it. If there's anything clogging it. I'm thinking, think about a water drain. When water goes down, I was just thinking about a drain that was clogged recently. It wasn't at my home. It was at the ministry. The sink was clogged. And it was just backing up. And all that had a bunch of, the strainer wasn't on it. Somebody didn't put the strainer on it. And it was just a bunch of stuff just clogging and water was just filling up. And as you got down to the bottom and the root of the source and saw that there was food, different debris in the way that was clogging up the free passageway for that water to just go on down the drain. I don't care what any type of unforgiveness it is. It's clogging your faith. Get rid of it. Apparently someone need to hear this today because this is where the Father has me at. Amen. If you've been praying for something and you can't seem to get no answer, I've been there, done that. And I said, Father, okay, what's hindering this? Is something hindering? Is something I need to be doing? Seek him for that. Get quiet. He will reveal what you need to do. Get your prayer answer. Unclog your faith. Want that prayer answer? Sometimes it's us standing in the way. Check your heart. Holy Spirit, bring to whatever is on my mind, any type of grudge I got going on, bring it to my memory. Show me. Reveal to me. He said he will reveal his secrets to those who follow after his command, to those who walk upright. He reveals his secrets to us. We have to want that to be done, though. Father's not going to force himself on us at all. It's an act of us willing to do his will. Amen. We learn to unclog those things that's hindering our prayers from being answered. Even Peter asked the question. I'm sure you're minded of the question he asked in the book of Matthew. Peter asked, how many times should we forgive? Let me go there. Matthew 18. Matthew 18, starting at the 21st verse. Then Peter came up to him and said, Yeshua, Master, he was saying Lord, but he was saying Master, talking about Yeshua. How many times may my brother sin against me? My brother sinned against me and I forgive him. Till seven times. Yeshua said unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. See, this can be something that you got to constantly do. If somebody's in an area where they hadn't got delivered and they keep messing with you about it, you got to keep forgiving them. You better keep your heart clean. Don't build up no grudge or no bitterness in your own heart. You want your prayers answered. That might be somebody connected close to you. You want them to be delivered. You've been praying for their deliverance. And what's hindering that? You're hindering that. Think about it. So forgiveness is something you got to do, even if it's with the same thing or the same person. My. I tell you, Yeshua doesn't instruct us incorrectly. These instructions then are for us today. The word doesn't change. Written for our learning, for our instructions. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. And then there's the parable he gave about the servant who one servant and master had forgiven him of much all that he owed. Then he goes back and tries to, I'm not going to get into it for the sake of time, but you can read the rest of this 18th chapter of Matthew, reading the rest of the story. And then he forgot that he was forgiven. And he goes back to another person that owed him a little bit compared to what he owed. And he strangled him and locked him up. He forgot. So guess what? He was tortured himself. See, we can't forget how much we've been forgiven. And it's up to us to forgive others. We can look back over our lives and see the mess that the Father has delivered us out of. I know I can mine. So I know you got mess that you've been delivered from too. Some of us might still be walking in some mess. Get it together. Get it together. Hallelujah. Free your faith, saints. See how that faith and that forgiveness are so connected, and it's very important. Amen. And then sometimes people think it takes a special faith. Once you're free to believe and take the Father at his word, when you're getting in there and you're studying and you're meditating on that word and you're getting understanding of what's going on, amen. Let us go to, let me see, this is Matthew. Hallelujah. It takes no special kind of a faith. It really doesn't. It takes no special kind of faith to believe the Father. It just takes a little tiny seed. Amen. Or a little speck of that seed. Amen. Matthew 17. Matthew 17. Just turn it right quick. I'm just kind of... Matthew 17. Let's start at the 14th verse. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him and saying, Master, he's talking about Yeshua. If you read up, you know, is talking about Yeshua. Have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic and sore vexed, for oftentimes he falleth into the fire and often into the water. And I brought him to your disciples, and they could not cure him. What? So see, he went to the disciples first. Now they had been sitting amongst Yeshua, seeing all that he was doing, and still, they couldn't do what needed to be done. What's up with that? Then Yeshua answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. My. Excuse me. And Yeshua rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured the very hour. Then came the disciples to Yeshua apart and said, you know, they went to him separately. They didn't go to him in front of everybody. They went apart. That's what it said, apart. And said, why could not we cast him out? And Yeshua said unto them, because of your unbelief. In other words, your lack of what? Faith. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, not even mustard seed itself, which is a tiny little old seed, but just a grain of that mustard seed that grows into a huge plant. My. If you just had a grain of a mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove ye hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit, in other words, or nevertheless, this kind goes out, not out, but by praying and fasting. So guess what? The disciples wasn't doing apparently no praying and no fasting. I mean, that's what Yeshua said here. Have any of us ever missed that? See, this young man was having seizures or had a devil in him that was causing him to throw himself in the fire and in the water to try to drown himself. He had a big demon in him. It was going to take some prayer. This disciple saw how Yeshua had prayed and labored and went before the Father. A lot of times they were asleep. He was showing them, this is how you prepare yourself. In other words, he said, how be it, this kind, what kind? This kind of demon, come on, goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. But see, as believers, that's what kind of life we're supposed to be living anyway. Prayer and a fasted life. Praying, giving, and fasting. Forgiving, praying, and fasting. Whatever the order, still, that's what kind of life, as believers, we're supposed to be living. Denying this flesh and fasting. It always involves food. As fast you read in the Bible, it was abstaining from food. This new generation now, let's just abstain from social media. Well, you need to do that too. Because that can be a distraction while you're praying and fasting. But you better abstain from some kind of food. That's the biblical way of fasting. Causing this flesh to come under subjection. Causing this belly sometime to growl a little bit. Oh, yeah. I'm sure a lot of us, most of us have enough fat on our body to sustain us a couple of hours of not eating any food. But see, this kind of demon needed some prayer and fasting. Not just prayer, but prayer and fasting. Amen. So see, it just takes plants. That's something we'll always be doing. We always need to plant seeds of faith. Over and over. We're not going to know how to do that if we don't know what the word says pertaining to what we're believing for when it comes to our faith. Amen. We have to know what to stand in faith for. Because when you look at that way of faith, I mean, it's just all over the passages of Scripture. Amen. And then it's given to all of us. Romans the book of Romans 12:3. Elohim has dealt to every man the measure of faith. The measure of faith. We all have the measure of faith to believe. But see, we got to know what the word says in order to believe what it says, depending on the situation or the circumstance that you may be dealing with even right now. That's why we have to get in this word to see what it's saying pertaining to our situation or our circumstance. Some of us know, but get it, not just one pack. Go read the story pertaining. Don't just eisegete and pull out one verse of that scripture. Read the whole part of it. Amen. Don't just pull pieces of it out. Even when it came to Romans 12:3. The beginning of it says, "For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as Elohim have dealt to every man the measure of faith." See, we have the faith to believe. And see, that was talking about presenting our bodies unto the Father as a living sacrifice, not being conformed to this world, but being transformed by the renewing of our mind. But as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, but all of us have the measure of faith. There's that unity there. We need each other. We have to do this thing together. We have to have faith together. Apart from that, it's not going to work. We must have faith in Yeshua Messiah. That mountain moving faith. The only way we're going to be able to have that mountain moving faith, or any type of faith for that matter, we have to be freed from unforgiveness. We have to be free from unforgiveness. We have to add some fasting and some prayer with what we believe. If it comes to something that is going to really take a miracle, add some fasting with your prayer. That mountain moving prayer. A lot of things are impossible with us, with man, but it's not impossible with the Father. He even tells us in Hebrews 11. My. Come on, let us go there. Hebrews 11. Let us go there. 11:6. But without faith, there's faith. Faith. The meaning of faith, the definition of faith. A pistis, which is the Greek word, because it's used mainly in the Greek language or in the New Testament, is a conviction based upon hearing. Always pertaining to faith in Elohim or the Messiah, or pertaining to spiritual things. That's what faith is. Amen. That's what it is. It's an assurance. It's a belief. But it all centers around the Father, and it all centers around the Messiah and anything pertaining to spiritual. But see, we're spiritual beings. But without faith, here in Hebrews 11:6, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to Elohim must believe that he is, and that he is, Elohim is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now we know this 11th, whole entire 11th chapter talks about faith, talks about the men of faith, the forefathers in the Old Testament, how they believed the Father by faith. Faith was all throughout the Old Testament. It was all throughout there in the Torah, in the law. Faith was there in the beginning. Even Israel, they just couldn't get it. They kept just messing up. Kept wanting to fall back. My. But there is a people, a promised people of Israel, who are going to inherit that promised land. I want to be in that number. I'm in that number now. I want to stay there. I want to keep walking out this faith journey. Believe in the Father for the miraculous. He hasn't stopped working miracles. He's the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. From generation to generation to generation to generation. He remains the same. Thank you, Father. That's why he tells us to instruct our children and our grandchildren. Teach them in the laws. Teach them the commandments. Teach it to them down from generation to generation. That they would teach their children from this. But see, that's gotten missing. That's gotten left behind. That needs to be brought back. That's where our faith is. Our faith is in the promises, the commandments, the laws of our Father, the Most High King, the Almighty Creator. Hallelujah. See, we have to plant faith, that seed, that grain of a mustard seed, faith. But we water it with the word. Hallelujah. Faith is the seed that's watered with the word. It takes the word for faith to come to pass. That 11th verse says, faith is the substance of things that we hope for. And it's that evidence of things that we don't see yet. But we have faith to believe it. Faith is believability, assurance. Help us, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Looking for another passage of scripture. I just want to make sure I'm going to the right one before I call it out, and we're coming to a closing in, I believe. Amen. Yeah, I wanted to make sure I was in the right place. As I was stating, faith is the plant. As I plant faith and water it with the word, that's it. Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of Elohim. That's the only way we're going to get faith. Got to hear the word. Got to do the word. Got to hear it. When you hear it, you do something about it. You don't just hear the word and not take action. Let's go back up above that a little bit. And how shall they preach the 15 verses except they be sent as it is written? How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Ha! This good news. Ha, here we go. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Jehovah, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of Elohim. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily. Their sound went into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. But I say, did not Israel know? First Moses said, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are not my people, by a foolish nation. I will anger you. We just read that in Deuteronomy. Wow, look at here. Look at here. But Isaiah was very bold. It said, I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. But to Israel he said, all day long I have stretched forth thy hand unto a disobedient and gainsaying people. They weren't doing nothing but self-will, fight, finding fault. My. They were totally contrary and contradicting the truth. We started out with that in Deuteronomy 32. Huh. My. See, we have to be hearers of the word. Scripture also tells us, be ye hearers, doers, and not hearers only. That's why I said, when you hear the word, you take action. Amen. This faith, I tell you, is so much we can look up on this word faith in the scriptures. I just love it. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of Elohim. As we continue to do this, nothing's going to be impossible for us because we go to the Father in Yeshua's name. We pray, we fast, we believe for the miracles. They have not stopped and they won't. Hallelujah. Unify. We have to be unified. We talked about that. Let us go to the book of Ephesians. Book of Ephesians. We have to be unified in this faith. We have to be. We must be. Thank you. Help us, Father. We thank you for helping us to be. The Holy Spirit is our help. Ephesians, the 4th chapter. And we're going to start at what verse did I write down here? Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Man, I'm not finding where I'm going. Forgive me, saints. Forgive me, saints. I'm getting there. Thank you, Father, for your word. Ephesians. My mind was saying what the books of the Bible in the order that they're in. So I can get there. Ephesians, the 4th chapter, starting at the 1st verse. I, therefore, the prisoner of Jehovah, beseech ye that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. This is Paul. We know that at talking to Ephesus, this word is talking to us today. There is one body and one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. One Jehovah, one faith, one baptism, one Elohim and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. There's a reminder. He's in us. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Messiah. Wherefore he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Amen. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he down also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heaven, that he might fill all things. Thank you, Messiah. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Fivefold ministry gift. We hear that a lot. Amen. What were they given for? If they're not going on and they're not being activated in the ministry, your ministry's not going to grow. These gifts must be in operation in the ministry for the perfecting of the saints. Yes. For us to grow up, become mature. Hallelujah. For the work of the ministry. These are needed in ministry, for ministry to go forth, for ministry to grow, for the edifying of the body of Messiah. That's what builds up the body. Ugh. Guess what? All this takes place. Father has all these gifts in operation. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, all are needed for the equipping of the saints so that we can go out and do what we're called to do. Amen. That's what I love about HOI, the training center. Go there to be trained, to be equipped to go out effectively with the truth. Hallelujah. That's what it should look like. Has ministry. 13th verse. Till we all come in the unity of the faith. See, it's a lot of ununified church folk walking around here today. Ununified. think they got it going on in all these different denominations. Just jacked up from the floor up. We need help. That's why we have to pray, Father, send your laborers into the vineyard. Thrust them forth. The harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Woo! My. They not speaking truth too much anymore. They definitely not speaking the commandments and the law. They're speaking grace. But see, guess what? We are saved by grace through faith. It takes faith to be saved, not grace. The unmerited favor that Father allows us to have the opportunity to operate our faith in his salvation, that's totally different. It takes faith, belief in the Father's word. Hallelujah. Thank you for your word, Father, being obedient to your commandments. Being obedient to what you said in the beginning. And you never change and never will change your mind. I'm so grateful that I have got hold of this truth that I was so confused about before for years. He said, and all you're getting, get understanding. Hallelujah. Thank you for understanding, Father. And until we all come into the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of Elohim, which is Yeshua Messiah, unto a perfect man, mature, grow up, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Messiah. See, we have to walk this walk out, patterning our lives after Yeshua Messiah. But we have to come together in unity. We have to do this thing together. Amen. If we're ever going to become a powerful kingdom citizen, setting up the kingdom on this earth, we got to come together. But there's division in denomination. And those say they don't even see it. Don't even see it. I saw it years ago. What is this? Traditions of man. That's exactly what it is. Which Paul kept emphasizing. Yeshua came teaching and preaching it. Come to expel and expose tradition. You come and set up your own tradition, you Jewish leaders. You don't want to keep the law. And see, it's taught that way. It's taught by the traditions of men. They think we're supposed to still keep the traditions and the customs of man. No, we're supposed to be following the customs of Heavenly Father. His customs, his traditions. Thank you for your truth. If we're going to ever be any threat to that devil, you know the attack comes. We talked about it last week. We're triumphant over them. It doesn't matter. They're going to come. They're going to keep coming. But see, when we operating in faith, faith is mentioned too much in the word not to be operating in it as believers. And without faith, it's impossible to please the Father. He already tells us that. You hear that stated over and over and over. But are we pleasing him? Are we believing him? We got to grow up together if we're going to ever be effective in this kingdom walk on this earth as unified believers. Woo, believing the same thing. Having the same traditions, holding on to the covenant of our Father. That's the traditions we need to stand for. We're not an island to ourselves. I probably said that I don't know how many times. We need each other. I can't do anything without it affecting you. You can't do anything without it affecting me. The Father joins the body together. Our forces need to be bound together. We must be on the same page. That's the key. We must be believing the same thing until we're all united together in the faith of what we believe. We got to believe this word. Take it from the Genesis to Revelation, from beginning to end. And yeah, there are books that are missing, that's been taken out. But we have to believe what we have and stay on one accord. That's the only way we're going to grow up together. That's what it says here, 15. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Messiah, from whom the whole body fitly joined together, there it is, together, and compacted by that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. We know the Father is love. We can't do nothing without love. That's what brings the unification and brings us together on one accord. Faith and love. Help us, Father. By one Spirit, we are all baptized into one body. 1 Corinthians talks about that. 1 Corinthians 12, somewhere within that chapter, I know it's in there. By one Spirit, we are all baptized into one body. But we got different divisions going on. Look at that. That's something not right with that picture. I've been saying that for many years. All these denominations all over the place. And none of them coming together. You believe the way you believe, you believe the way you believe, and we not on one accord. Come on. Come on, let's get on one accord. Thank you, Father. And of course, we know living by faith is a lifestyle. It is a lifestyle. Amen. We're going to have to endure some hardness. As a good soldier, Timothy tells us that. I believe that's written in Timothy. Hallelujah. Yes, we're going to have to endure. Amen. Endure hardness as a good soldier of Yeshua Messiah. 2 Timothy 2 and 3. That's what that's written. We have to endure hardness. And them times are going to come where all we're going to have to stand on is our faith. Strictly. That's it. Everybody else might be speaking doubt and doom. But we got to speak faith, the word. We got to act his word. When we're standing on his word in faith, sometime a situation comes, you got to stand on that word regardless to what's going on around, what it feels like, what it looks like. That's what you call crazy faith. That's what you call impossible faith. But see, all things are possible with Elohim. What man says is impossible is possible with him. That's going to happen all around us over and over. We're going to have to endure some hardness. We're going to endure some ridicule. People talking about they crazy. They think the Father's going to do that. And even if he doesn't, I'm still going to believe that he's going to do it. See, to live by faith is not something that you just try and you just test it. It's not. It is an actual lifestyle. You got to do it when it's hard. Do it when it's easy. But it's going to be hard at times. We have to know that. You do it all the time. And you're not doing it just to gain the benefits of trusting the Father. But you're doing it because you know, as we say, it pleases him. Without it, he's not pleased. He wants us to come together, saints. We can't quit. We have to endure. The opposite of endurance is quitting and giving up. And the only believer that's going to be defeated is the one who quits. Don't quit. Hold on to your faith. Endure hardness. That's my encouragement to you today. I tell you, that's my encouragement. We were going to go into the book of Numbers. I was going to read that story, which we knew Numbers was before Deuteronomy, but it was talking about Israel again. Some of the things that Deuteronomy spoke of, Numbers talked about it. And I was going to kind of bring that out, but you can go read Numbers, the 14th chapter, verses, I think it was 1 through 25, I think, or 24 I had written down. For the sake of time, just read that. And it talks about Israel. Some of the things that Deuteronomy spoke of, it was what had happened in Numbers. And then we even heard it referred to when we read in Hebrews. I'm like, wow, look at the Father. He lines his word up. He lines his word up every time. He's so faithful. And he wants us to be faithful to him. He wants us to trust him. Hallelujah. He always is asking, where's your faith? We don't need to be worried. Amen. Where's your faith? I think that was asking one of the passages of scriptures in Luke. Where is your faith? I want to ask you, with asking this question here, when you ask at the beginning, how do you free your faith? I asked a question for you, but I believe you asked it too. How do you free your faith? So another question is, where is your faith? With hearing how to free it, understanding that that's how we have to live continuously. It's a consistent, it's a lifestyle. And then we're going to continuously be sowing seeds of faith. What the word. Faith is watered with the word. We won't go beyond that. Can't get beyond that as believers. I like how Apostle said, yes, and we can't be lazy. We got to study this word to know what it says, to do what it says, to be obedient to it. Amen. This is a lifestyle, saints. And I'm just grateful to the Father today that you hung on in here with me. I pray that you were encouraged even the more to continue to keep fighting this good fight of faith. It is a good fight. Why is it good? Because we already have the victory in it. As long as we're trusting in our Father, hallelujah, patterning our lives after his dear son, our fellow brother, Yeshua, Messiah, amen. We're good. We're victors. Hallelujah. We're more than conquerors. Yes. We supersede victory. Victory is a supersession. I'm unmuting your line. If someone has a brief comment pertaining to the message, a question, or even a prayer request, feel free to open up and share right now. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Okay? Now, we're just going to close out in a word of prayer. Prayer is always inevitable. We need it. It's always needed. Heavenly Father, we just come before you this day once again to say thank you. Thank you for spending time with us today. Thank you for your presence. We don't take it lightly. Don't take it lightly that you visited us today, that you helped us share today. Thank you on faith. Just a smidget of faith we were able to tap into. Help us to go forth, hallelujah, being your kingdom citizens, walking out, operating in faith, hallelujah. For we know without faith, it's impossible to please you. We must trust you, huh? Hallelujah. There were some who had little faith. They lacked faith. Huh? Oh my, yes, the disciples, we saw it in operation. A few times, not just once. Father, we don't want to be those with little faith, unbelieving faith. We want to fully trust you, honor you, and take you at your word over and over and over again. We thank you for keeping us, for helping us, for loving us, for trusting us with your word. Yes, hallelujah. Glory to the King. Father, as we go forth, you already know what's going to take place today. You already know what's going to take place even on this week. We lose our angelic hosts to go forth before us, to prepare the way, to make every crooked path straight, smooth out all the rough surfaces and areas in our lives. We thank you for your phenomenal favor. Hallelujah. That you promised to give us with you and with man. We thank you. Continue to show yourself mighty and strong in and on our behalf. Have we trust you? Have we take you at your word? Have we hold on to your commandments? Yes, follow hard after your word. We trust you. Hallelujah. We thank you for your laws that have been put into place to help us to walk out this walk, to talk out this talk, to even teach it and share it with others. We just bless you, give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory. You know what each and every individual stands in need of, and we thank you for not just meeting the need, Father, but superseding it. Just as you stand in your word, you will go above and beyond, do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we ever ask or think, according to the power that's at work on the inside of us. And we know your Holy Spirit power, hallelujah, your word, hallelujah, is at work on the inside of us. And we thank you. Hallelujah. I just want to speak a blessing over you. Jehovah bless you and keep you. Jehovah make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Jehovah lift up his countenance upon you and give you his shalom. Hallelujah, which is peace. Amen, amen. And to him be all the glory. Shalom, shalom, shalom.